God is good. Let all the nations worship Him. Let's glorify Him. He's the only one that is worthy of our praise. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords, the rose of Zion. The I am that I am, the Holy One of Israel. He's the one that is worthy of our worship, worthy of our praise. We say, blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Amen. Let's close our eyes as we pray together. Our Father, we thank you. We bless your name for the privilege to be here again to hear your word. Thank you for the privilege to bring your word. We want to say thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, prepare every one of us that is standing, that is here this morning to receive that word that you have prepared for us. And let our life be blessed. And let that multiplication that you have for us come forth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want to say glory to God for this privilege once again, an opportunity. I want to thank our Father in the Lord, Reverend Dr. Tamiri Bisiloko, for also granting us this privilege and opportunity to also bring the word this morning. We shall be looking at Psalm number 67 from verse 1 to 7. That's just only 7 verses. And the topic before us this morning will be multiplication through prayer and praise. Multiplication through prayer and praise. In fact, to the glory of God, the children choir, all the choirs have made the work simple. And they have finished the preaching. So all I just come here to do is just to be confirming what the Lord has said through them. Because in my preparation, sincerely, look, I have 4 pages of preparation. But I'm going to drop it. Not because... Let me tell you, the Lord was telling me something. That what I'm going to be preaching is not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit. Let's just listen to God. He has given me another approach to this topic. And that is what, by the grace of God, I will be bringing now. Let's turn our Bible to Psalm 67, verse 1. God be magnified. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine on us. Shelah, that your way may be known on heart, your salvation among nations. Let the people praise him. O God, let the people praise you. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy. For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on heart. Shelah, let the people praise you. Oh God, let the people praise you. Let the hearts yield a increase. God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the hearts shall fear him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Aside from hard work, we have seen the drama. Hard work. Diligent. That we can put to every endeavors that we are in. God is saying us, is telling us this morning. Yes, we are doing all this to have multiplication, to have increase, to have God's blessing. Because it is recommended that we should be diligent, we should be hardworking. But that is not enough. So this morning, God will be taking us through the Bible, the right attitude that we need to get, the right mindset that we need to get to obtain His mercy, to obtain His multiplication through prayer and praise. The psalm we are looking at this morning is a prophetic prayer of prosperity of Israel and the conversion of the Gentile nations.
And when God answered this prayer, two things will happen. The Gentile nations will come to the church. They will come to God. And they will come and be glorifying God. Because they are going to join the church to honor the name of the Lord. We can see in the drama, when Sister Rachel was prospering, her business was moving forward, they came to say, "Sister Rachel, what is your secret? What is your secret?" So now she told them that there is one word, soap, in my church that I'm using. I love that drama. The Lord is going to be opening our eyes to that. Let's look at verse 1 of that scripture. You want multiplication? You go to God in prayer and in praise. God said, you need an attitude of humility. The attitude of humility. When the psalmist was praying, he said, "God, be merciful unto us and bless us. God, be merciful unto us." It takes God's mercy for us to thrive and to succeed and to get multiplication, the required multiplications that we are looking for. We should not be haughty just like the Pharisee. Jesus told a story of two people that went into the temple to pray, the Pharisees and the tax collector. In Luke chapter 18, there the Pharisee, so proud, arrogant, and he said to God in prayer, "You know, I am not like the murderer. I am not like the adulterer. In fact, I am not like that tax collector." He pointed at that one. "I am not an extortioner." He believed so much in himself. But the tax collector went to God and said, and looked heaven and said, "Oh God, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus said, out of these two, who went home justified? The one that said, "Oh God, have mercy on me," went home justified. We come to the presence of God to pray. We so believe in ourselves. And we come to God as if we are the one who make him. Psalm 100 said, "He's our God and he's our maker. We are the people of what? Of his pasture." It's not the one that, we are not the one that makes him. So when we come to God in prayer and praise, let's humble ourselves. Then our multiplication will come. Number two, things that we must look at is, let's look at verse 2. In verse 2, the psalmist said, "That your will may be known on heart, that your way be made known on heart." And not only that, salvation will come among nations. Let your name be known. I said I will come back to that drama. And the children's choir sang the Lord's Prayer. The Lord wants us to have an attitude of kingdom mind. Kingdom mind set. Whatever we are doing, we are praying, we are praising God, let's have what? The mindset of kingdom. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy kingdom come. When Rachel referred that person to the secret of her success, where did she refer her to? Let's answer, please. I need a chorus answer because we all watch the drama together. Church. She referred her to the church. I don't know the power you are carrying, whether you are carrying one day or you are carrying one juju somewhere there. that will not help you. That will not bring the required multiplication that you are looking for. I've once heard that somebody in this church said to somebody in this church, when that somebody in this church approached him and said that, bro, we've not been seeing you in church. He said, you think it's everybody that is in the church that have the that is getting the success in church? We have so many believers who are thinking like that man is thinking. And lo and behold, the person that is asking him find out that the man is depending on one Baba Juju somewhere. And he's still coming to church. Now, that kind of life, will it bring somebody to church? That life will not bring anybody to church. Because he himself is on the way to hell. Because God is going to split him out. Because it's not hot and it's not cold. So the psalmist said, let your way be made known on heart. Multiplications, when it comes, when increase comes, when miracle comes, it tends to bring people around you. Success tends to bring people around you. And when they come around you, flocking you around, who do you point them to? Do you point them to Jesus? Or do you take glory for yourself? We are created for God's glory. We need to know this. Isaiah chapter 43, I think verse 21. He said, the people that I have created for my glory. We are created. That's the purpose why God created us. So if there is any praise that our life must bring, it must be a praise that is pointing to God. So we should live with that man's mindset in everything that we are doing. That God must be honored. God must be glorified in my life. So the psalmist said, let your kingdom, let your name, let your way be known on heart. Then salvation will come among nations. Then they can come to us. What's your secret? You can tell them, Jesus is my secret. And when you tell him, Jesus is my secret, I don't believe you. Okay, come. And you disciple that person, you talk to him, and he comes to the kingdom. If you are the only one that is praising God before, we have become what?
True.
And if that person also goes out there, and he also lives that kind of life that is making the way of the Lord known, then the church is increasing. That is the prophetic prayer that the psalmist was praying. He was praying for multiplication of the kingdom of God. And we should have that mindset. So anytime we come to God, we should have that mindset. And anytime we are at home, at work, wherever we are, we should have that mindset. In fact, Isaiah alluded to that in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. He said, now, it shall come to pass in the latter day that the nation, that the mountain of the Lord shall be established on the mountain top, and it shall be exalted above every other hill, and nation will flow into it. And when nation flows into it, when people come into it, they will now say, come, let us go up to the mountain. Let us go to the house of our God of Jacob. And he will teach us his way. That is what, when we pray for multiplication, when we praise God for multiplication, that is the result he should produce. And we should have that mindset each time we are praying and we are praising God. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Multiplication is a tangible thing. Something substantial. Something that somebody can see. And when somebody sees it, they want to be partaker of it. That is why Queen Sheba comes to witness what the Lord is doing in the life of King Solomon. She came from Sheba, present day Ethiopia, to Israel to come and see what is happening. And the fame of Solomon that went to the whole world. We remember what Solomon did when he was carrying that Ark of Covenant to his place. He sacrificed and praised God. Do you remember? When he finished building the temple, his own house, and the wall of Jerusalem, he did the same thing. And at this point, God appeared to him in Gibeon twice. And God gave him a blank check to ask anything. And when he asked for what? Wisdom. He did not ask for anything for himself. In fact, that is what impressed God. We are too selfish. We always think about ourselves. We don't think about the kingdom of God. And God wants us to have the kingdom mindset. And when he asked for this, God gave him all that he did not ask for. And his fame went abroad. And as a result, kings and queens were coming to Israel to come and see what the Lord is doing. Then we'll be able to sing that song, "Come and See What the Lord Has Done For Me." He has what? He has taken away my sorrow. Then I am what? Free. Come and join me. Praise the Lord. We are going to pray now. I don't know whether you want to pray. Let's stand up on our feet. Let's pray. You are going to pray to God. Number one, God, have mercy on me. Lord, what I need is your mercy. I come to you in mercy. Yes, soon, we will soon be going to praise God. We have praised God. There are some other things the Lord wants to tell us. Lord, have mercy on me. Let's begin to plead for God's mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Let's plead for God. Cause your face to shine upon me, O Lord. Cause your face to shine upon me. The psalmist said, God, be merciful unto me. And bless us. And cause your face to shine upon us. So Lord, have mercy upon me and cause your face to shine upon me, both now and in the future, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, this year of escalation, I want you to do what the world will come and celebrate with me. And I will draw sinner to your kingdom. Lord, this is my earnest cry and prayer. Lord, this is my earnest cry and prayer. Multiply my life. I know the team multiplication has been defined to us. That is an increase. Multiplication is an increase. It's an escalation. That's the theme of the year. And you want increase, you want escalation, you want your life to jump from where it is to another level. Then pray, Lord, I want my life so jumped to another level that the whole world will know, just like Solomon's fame went abroad and people flock to Jerusalem to see what the Lord has done for him. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's sit down. Let's look at verse 3 to 5 of the verse of the scriptures we are considering, Psalm 67, 3 to 5. I think the media will be very proactive, but the Lord has helped me to prepare it in such a way that I don't depend on media because they can fail. So, let the people praise you. Oh God, let all the people praise you. Oh, let the nation be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern nations on heart. Shelah 5 to 6. He said, let the people praise you, O God. Let the people praise you. There is emphasis on the people praising God. Now, when we come to congregational worship, when we come to congregational prayer, when we come to worship and praise God together, what is the mindset that we have? What is the attitude that we have? That is what God wants to examine in every one of us. During praise worship, I don't know, we lost in thought. As if we are not in the presence of God. I don't know what we come for that makes us to lost in thought. They will say, hallelujah! Somebody will not say anything because it's lost in what? In thought. When we come to congregational prayer, the Bible says, let the people praise him. Let our heart be connected to God. Let everything that lives in us praise the Lord. Let the kidney that is in us knows that we are in church. Let everything that is within you, in fact, if demon comes to church with you, let him know that you are praising God. And by doing that, he will flee out of, because why? He did not want to praise God. Devil doesn't praise God. Devil doesn't praise God. So when you come prepared, the miracle you are looking for, what you need is just focus and be connected to God. So let the people praise you. Oh God, let the people praise you. Not the chair, not the fan, not the gadgets that we put in the church that should praise the Lord. But the people, and who are the people? The church. You are the one that must praise God. Let the people praise you. Why? Why? Verse 4. For you shall judge the people righteously. For you shall judge the people righteously. It's only God that can do justice to your life. And that is why, with all of your being, when you are in his presence, submit everything to him. He's the Holy One. He's the reason. Okay, let me just give us these pictures. Maybe it will help us. I was born during the Civil War. So I wouldn't know the pain that people went through during that Civil War. But I think every one of us that is seated here, very few will not have experience of 1992, June 12th. June 12th, there was chaos after the annulment of election. Markets were closed. No movements. And people were caught unaware that hunger, suffering. In fact, I was trapped. I came to Ibadan. I was in Ajakut at that time, and I came to Ibadan, and I was trapped. I have no plan to stay beyond the day I stayed in Ibadan. If not the Lord that has been on the affairs of circumstances and situation, this just concluded election will have led to that. Do you know? It is the only God that can judge righteously. Who can govern the nation with peace? So the peace that we are enjoying today didn't come from any one of us pocket, but it comes from the Lord. And that is why the people must praise him with all of their hearts. And when we praise him with all of our hearts, then the last verse said, the heart will yield an increase. The heart will yield an increase. God, our God, shall bless us. I'm not hearing amen. The land will yield what? An increase. The word used here for heart connotes grant. And for your grant to produce increase,
there must be open heaven.
Rain must come down to wet the ground, so that the ground can produce the right nurture or nourishment that the plant needs to bring the right harvest and the right fruit that we need. So I hear God saying, when you come with the right attitude, humility, when you come with humility, and you come with kingdom's mindset, let thy kingdom come. And you are focused in praising God. There is no how heaven will not be open for your multiplication. Heaven will be open for your multiplication. The ground will yield that increase. And you will rejoice. And as you are rejoicing, do you know more people are coming to the kingdom? You can see the kingdom mindset. God will help us in Jesus' name. And lastly, I don't know. He said, let's look at that verse 6 again. He said, God, our own God, shall bless us. God, our own God, shall bless us. Is God your God? For this God is my God. For this God is my own God. I don't know. Is God your God? That's the question. You want multiplication? Is God is your God? He said, God, our own God, shall bless us. That blessing will come from who? All you just need to do is to carry the right attitude, the right mindset. Whenever we come to God in prayer and in praise, then expect your multiplication. I don't know whether you are here this morning. God is not your God. You have not given your life to Jesus. God is not your God. Know this very clearly. God is not your God until you give your life to Jesus. And until God of heaven is your God, the God of Israel, the holy I am that I am is your God, you don't expect God to bless you, because he said, and our God shall do what? Shall bless us. So there is need for you to surrender your life to Jesus and let God be your God. Let's close our eyes. I don't know if you are here this morning. I don't know why I'm saying evening. This morning. And you know God is not your God. The Lord wants to absorb you into his kingdom. He wants to absorb you into his family. And he wants you to call him God, even our own God. He wants you to join the people who can call God, God, my God. He wants you to join them. Because it's only our God who can bless us. So raise up your hands. The Lord wants you to come to his kingdom and come and join him. If you are there, raise up your hand. God is calling you. Somebody's there. Somebody's somewhere there. You can stand up so that you can be located. The Lord wants to be your God. Then you can step forward by faith. Step forward so that we can pray together with you. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. If you have raised up your hand and you are putting it down, don't be ashamed of Jesus. Jesus wants to save you today. He wants to make you his child. He wants you to have confidence to call him your God. He wants you to have that confidence to call him your God. And that is why glory to God. Let's stretch our hand to this soul and let's begin to appreciate God for it. Our Father, we thank you for this soul that you have brought for yourself. We want to thank you because, Lord, You have given him the privilege to join the kingdom of God, to have the right attitude that will bring blessing of God upon his life. We say thank you. Blessed be your name, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Our Father and our God, Lord Jehovah, we hand over him into your hand. Accept him in Jesus' name. Brother, pray after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. You say it after me. Say it after me. So say what I'm saying now. Lord Jesus, I come before you. I am a sinner. Have mercy upon me. Lord, accept me into your kingdom. I confess all my sin to you today. I will walk with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I am your son today. And I become partaker of God's blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please, let's clap for Jesus. Let's clap for Jesus. You are here. You are born again, yes. But you have heavy heart. And as a result, when you come even to congregational worship, when others are dramatically worshiping God, you just become spectator. You are not connected. Then you go back home unblessed. You can step forward. The Lord will want to change that heavy heart with a heart of joy. The Lord wants to change that heavy heart for a heart of joy. So that you can freely worship him. You can get connected to him at all times. If we have such person, you can stand up so that we can pray together. Because today is Praise and Miracle Sunday. The Lord wants to do that miracle. The Lord didn't want you to go into depression. And because we are gathering here, the spirit of depression, the spirit of despair is casted out in the name of Jesus. Okay. Glory to God. Thank God for you. When you come to the presence of God, demonstrate that the God is good and he rules in the affair of men. Blessed be the name of God. Let's begin to appreciate God. Let's begin to thank God. God, we thank you. We bless your name. Thank you for your word that you brought forth. And thank you for the life that you have saved. We worship your majesty. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.